And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Right here next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, we have a great guest. We have the man, Captain Frank Lopresti. Well, he's from the Royal Flares. He's from the Shogun. He's Fisherman's Landing. He's from Seaforth and a whole bunch of other stuff, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series? Equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family holiday you're taking. Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's always a fun day. You know, my best behavior. Got the boss in the studio here, so I'm on the line this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Frank.
For sure. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Great to have you, Frank. And, man, what a December. It's like the what's that? The car company does the December to remember. Yeah. This is one to remember.
What a November. What a December. I mean, this fishing is off the wall. I cannot believe how good it is.
Yeah.
It's the Wahoo fishing is the best I've seen in probably 20 years at least. I know Jonathan had a kelp for over 30 for one.
30 kelp. Wahoo on a kelp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we had one. Steve Loomis and I had one for 120 some one time.
Wow.
One kelp.
One kelp.
That's pretty good.
And that was after we had 200 down on the potato bed.
Oh, my.
I mean, think about what that must be. 100. If you put a tag on 120, you had to have 400 bites and 2,000 wahoo swimming around that.
You know what was so great about it was Steve had finished his surgery and he was almost ready to take his body cast off.
Okay.
And people were done. So we trolled around to get a few for the crew and we just had two boat lines out. And I was pulling one and one of the other guys, and Steve couldn't stand it. He took a saw, cut his body cast off and came down and pulled a couple.
I love it.
Well, he was in a body. He had a back, obvious back issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, well, Steve, we surely miss that guy.
Yep.
Sure.
He was quite the guy.
Yeah. What's a wahoo like on a boat line?
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, I can't imagine.
They shake you up a little.
Oh, I bet they rattle your teeth out.
But, you know, the other thing so impressive is the size of the wahoo this year. Holy cow. I mean, lots of 50s and lots of 60s. And then, what is it? I think Caught her on the searcher, had a 104 pounder.
I think Mike Totter, maybe on the searcher.
Right.
I know, yeah, they had a big
He's been doing a great job.
Mike Totter's doing a fantastic
job. Really?
He is. He's a great guy. He's doing a great job.
Taking over that legacy.
I was thinking of that yesterday driving down. We got a lot of good young men in this fleet right now. I mean, you know, you got the old guys like Kiyohara and Ekstrom and those guys, but you got
they're the old guys.
Yeah, they're the old guys now. And but you got Ray on the Angler.
Yeah.
You got Sam on the Intrepid doing a great job. Jonathan is off the boards. Aliar is off the boards.
Yeah. You got Ryan on the Independence.
Yes,
another
and,
great one.
And another one there. You had him on the show last week, Max.
Max,
yeah. You got these
22
young,
years old.
And you know, I meet the boat a lot of times, and all the people can do is rave about them. You know, it's just it's heartwarming if you want to know the truth.
Yes.
And it's good for the future of the industry.
Yeah, and what's amazing, Frank, is you've helped so many people get started like that, right?
Well, a few.
Yeah, a few. Yeah, and that's kind of. You know, what Bill Poole did, too. He kind of helped you. And
he helped me.
He helped you, and then you kind of carried on that tradition, right?
I love doing it. And it's also a selfish mode, too. I mean, it makes our landing strong.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do, have strong landings.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, for sure. But it's so cool to see what's going on in the world of fishing this late in the year, though. But here's the deal, Frank. Everybody's saying, oh, well, it's a La Nina. It's a colder water year.
Yeah, well,
but it's really not.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of hearing that on the radio. But it's, you know, we got Aliar calling in here in a little while. I'll talk about his after he's reported, and then Jonathan's going to call, I believe. But they both have such phenomenal trips. I think Aliar has 9 bluefin over 200 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got yellowfin over 100 pounds. He's got over 100 wahoo.
And how many day trip?
He's on a 10.
Okay, we have
19 people.
We've been promoting a couple of trips in January for the American Angler, January 3rd, and then the Indies got an 11-day limited load on January 4th. What do you think is going to happen in January?
I think right now I got to think it's going to still be some good fishing.
Right?
I mean, look at what's going on at Cortez Bank. They're still catching them there.
Yeah.
Blake just got in this morning on the Shogun, 4-day trip. He had 210 yellowfin, few of them up to 50 pounds, but most of them were like 15 to 30. And then he had 7 bluefin up to 170. He had a dozen Dorado. And then he had a great catch of lane cod and reds on top of that.
On a four-day.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
Blake Lozano has really come of age. He's another young man.
That's right.
Done unbelievable things along with Renee. And finally,
then you got Duke Ekstrom. He's coming along.
Duke?
Yeah. Well,
is he going to get his ticket?
Well, he's got his ticket.
Oh, he already has.
Oh, he's got his ticket. It's just a question when Dad's going to let him run the boat.
Yeah, good luck, Duke.
He should get the hell off the boat.
Yeah.
Let the kid take over.
Well,
Tim even admits that the kid knows the electronics better than he does.
Yeah, for sure. That is so funny. Well, I got a voice of the
past. Hi, this is Bill Poole of XL Sport Fishing. You're listening to Southern California's best fishing show, Let's Talk Hookup, on Extra Sports 690.
Well, different station, of course. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
We love you, Bill.
Talk about cool, Bill buddy. and kind of what he did for this legacy that you are continuing.
Well, he started a shipyard, a boatyard with
anyway,
the guy that did the brains on building the boats.
Anyhow,
I can't think of his name right this second. But Bill was the fundraiser for it, and Bill had a lot of feedback to give him. And Bill just did a lot for this industry, getting new boats into the industry. And that's something we got to get going again. We got to build some new boats here pretty soon.
And the pool boats that still exist are?
Royal Polaris, Spirit of Adventure, Royal Star, Shogun, those are all built by Pool Boatyard.
Polaris Supreme.
Polaris Supreme.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. And but Bill was just a phenomenal leader and helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he was a good guy.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you've told this story before, but remind our audience, how old were you when you got started?
When I got started, how? When I started
in fishing business.
Oh, I was like, I guess 10.
10 years old.
Yeah, I was working. They let me work the docks. I started on a charter boat called the Caper. And it was owned by Phil Grayshock, who was a distributor for Golden Dot.
Uh-huh.
Remember Golden Dot?
Sure.
And then from there, Art Gronsky hired me to work on the docks. And I worked on the docks cleaning boats and cleaning the skiffs and stuff like that. And
this was in Newport.
Yeah, it was at the Balboa Pavilion.
Yeah.
And eventually I got to work on the Frontier with Spike Taft. And Spike was him and his wife were in great influencers on my life of fishing. And then from there, eventually I went over to just eventually migrated to San Diego and when Bill gave me an opportunity to get into a boat.
And what was your first boat?
A Searcher, the original Searcher.
The original Searcher.
Right. It was a 58-foot boat that Bill built for Don Sansom. And Don Sansom was going through some troubles then, and he gave up the boat after a year and a half. And I had called Bill, told him I was looking for a boat. And he asked me if I had any money. I said, no, but I work hard. And when Bill didn't have an operator, he called me, and I was the happiest guy in the world.
And that was the old Conquest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Searcher before it was
Searcher
Conquest.
Searcher before it was Conquest.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what happened after that one?
After the Searcher, I got the Nova, which that boat unfortunately went around and ground at South Island. And from there, that and the sale of the little Searcher gave me the boost to get into the Royal Polaris.
Wow.
No, the Searcher.
The Searcher,
right.
Yeah.
The big Searcher.
The big Searcher.
Right. That was the Cape Polaris.
Yeah. And that was now.
Loomis was running that.
Did you build that boat?
No.
No.
No. Bill built it. I watched it being built because I lived in Newport at the time.
Yeah, because it was built in Costa Mesa.
Built right there by Dittmar Donaldson.
Yeah.
And then after the Searcher, Bill built was building the Royal Polaris. And I've said this before, the day he launched it, I had the guts to walk into the office and tell him, the day you're ready to sell that boat, I'm going to be ready to buy it. Little did I know he was going to be ready in 2 years.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think that you give to especially the young captains is your work ethic. And Bill was the same way. Just work his tail off. You work your tail off. Still to this day, you just turned 82. Yeah. And you're still working. Which is great.
Well, if you love what you do, I should quit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So
I'm going to be slowing down pretty soon. Jonathan, I think, might be taking over the Royal Polaris 100% in another year.
Uh-huh.
And Renee's about ready to take over the Shogun, so I'll be down to, a few boats and the landing, so I won't need to be around quite as much. I like to meet the boats when they come in, or at least see them when they leave, one of the two.
Yeah.
If not both.
But I think you instill this work ethic into these young people, and that's why they're successful.
There had to be something there to begin with.
But yeah,
I wouldn't say I instilled it, but I help maybe bring it out.
Bring it out, yeah. What do you see? Okay, when you see a young guy like Max, who we had on the show last weekend, what was the light that went off in Frank Lopresti's high that said, hey, man, this kid's got it?
Well, first, he was very respectful when I talked to him. It was kind of funny the way I ran into him because he was walking by Point Loma Sport Fishing, and I hadn't even met him. I had heard about him and heard that he wanted a boat. I asked him what he was up to, and I said, are you Max? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, not yes. And I said, you and I need to talk a little bit. So we went down to the office. And one of the first things I asked him after, the normal things is, well, Max, have you saved any money? And that's always really important to me because it tells you a little bit about whether he's just sloughing it off. I mean, I've had a few guys that, every time they got in, they made great tip money, but they were off to the bar and buying drinks for everybody and
right. All
of that stuff, and buying a new truck. Max impressed me. He completely blew me away. I mean, when I was 21, I don't know if I had $2,000, but he had a lot more than that, a lot more. And just from working on the boats.
Wow. Hustling and saving.
And that right there tells you a lot. And I said, well, what do you drive? A little pickup. And where do you live? With my mom and dad. Not stupid.
Yeah.
And he's still living with mom and dad.
All the time we spend on the boat, why not, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're not home much. And if you have an apartment, you got to pay rent on it,
right,
whether you're home or not. So.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things. And, of course, their ability on the boat, you know, obviously. Yeah. It
speaks for itself.
Do they? That's important, but that's not the whole story. So
Bill used to say, when he used to be with us here, used to say, that kid's got fish sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, how important
is
that?
Well, Aliar's, you know, when I talk to Aliar about some of the young guys, he says, if you can't see fish, you shouldn't be in the business. And he's got a very good point.
Describe seeing fish.
Being able to see breezers.
Okay.
Being able to see flat spots.
Uh-huh.
Being able to basically smell fish.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I don't mean literally, but it's a sense.
It's a sense.
Okay?
Right.
And
like getting into an area and saying, this is an area.
I don't know if there's anybody, maybe Gavin, but I don't know if there's anybody better with the machines than Aliar.
Really?
And, yeah, he really understands them. There's a, you know, one of the top electronics guys here in San Diego is Pat from Honor Marine. And he was telling me recently, he said, that kid knows machines like nobody else.
Really?
He's just a smart kid.
Just smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and humble.
Yeah. So how much of a leg up these young guys that understand electronics and things that electronics that we in our generation don't how much of a leg up is that for them?
Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
If I was out fishing, he'd kick my ass every day.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
It's just, okay. It's guys like Duke and these young guys, Ray, they'd kick our ass every day.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got the experience. We can talk about where fish were before because they do repeat. I understand bottom contour better than a lot of them just simply because we had to do it the hard way.
Sure.
You know, but in today's world with all the new electronics they got, Tim was telling me about how Duke can put a picture out that he can't even get to that just shows bottom contour that was amazing.
Wow.
So, you know, I can't even say that anymore.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Back in the day when you had no side scan sonar, when you had basically no GPS, you had
fathometers.
A fathometer, right? And
radar,
a paper graph.
Yeah, radar.
Radar
drawings.
Yeah. How'd you find fish?
Well, there were a lot of mistakes made back then. Guys that would go for banks and completely miss them and be lost for a day or so. You know, I can tell you several stories about that. You know, it was basically fishing. Well, first of all, I don't know that fishing was any better then. You know, when you look at what's going on now, I can't say that at all. If anything, I think fishing's better now. Then you might say it's because of all the electronics. Oh, I don't know if I believe that either.
Look how healthy the ocean is right now.
It's amazing. I mean, just look at Blake this morning. I mean, those lingcod, they're not little. They're beautiful lakes. The reds are nice. And, you know, it's just phenomenal fishing.
It's a healthy ocean.
Right now, it sure is.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Let's hope we keep it that
keep
way.
Keep it that way.
Thank the dear Lord for it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But I wonder what factors, nobody knows, what factors played into that it being so is it less commercial pressure? Is it less pollution?
I think the big thing is bait.
Bait.
Yeah, there's a lot of bait in the ocean.
Yeah.
A lot of bait.
Yeah, it's just healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of bait, why was there so much trouble getting sardine this summer?
It all goes on phases. That's
it
all.
Does. It's a cycle.
We've had it that way before. One of the best trips Steve Loomis ever ran on the Royal Polaris. He left San Diego without one scale of bait on the boat.
I just can't imagine.
A 16-day trip. Left it without a scale.
Nothing. So it has nothing to do with fish overfishing.
I don't think it does, no. I don't think we're overfishing right now.
Yeah. What about
maybe
the tuna
some
pens and stuff?
Some,
are they catching too many sardine to feed those?
Sure doesn't
those
seem fish? Like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it all sprang back, right? It's all healthy now.
I mean, there's so many schools of big bluefin down south right now. It's amazing.
Yeah. And well, like the guys were talking yesterday, the pilots, they said they've never seen so much as there is today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, how long are we going to have it? Who knows? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the reason I say that is I just want to reiterate, like, what those guys were saying yesterday. All these people that say, oh, they're overfishing this or they're overfishing that. No, it's cycles.
You know, sometimes I worry about the yellowfin a little bit, but it sure seems to be doing very well.
Yeah.
I just don't see where we're overfishing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're being, you know, the crews and the skippers on the boats are being very efficient about keeping people in their limits.
Yes.
So we're not. I just think things are going about as well as they can right now. And I'm sure there's always improvements that can be made, but right now is just a happy time for our industry.
Well, the bluefin limit, 2 per person per day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when that happens, oh my gosh, this is going to be like the worst catastrophe ever. It's actually been fantastic for the industry.
It
and
is
how
fantastic.
Much more do you need?
You don't need more. What about the 12-inch to 14-inch calico bass?
Yeah, same thing.
That's worked out very well.
Yeah.
So, as much as I don't get along with fish and game at times or don't feel very fond of them sometimes, they've done some very good things,
that's
for sure.
There's no doubt. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with Captain Frank Lopresti.
I mean, with the amazing fishing, all the great stuff going on, it's just going to be a fantastic show, and we would love to have you join us for it this morning. We'll be on the fan standing by to take your phone calls. If you want to join us this morning, it's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. We've got a question for Frank. We would love to talk to you this morning. Another way you can participate in the show is by via text. You can text in your questions, and that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, you need to get it. It's a free download. You don't get any BS. You don't get any spam. It's just only information about Let's Talk Hookup and your source for listening to archive shows. You can listen on demand. If you want to listen to Let's Talk Hookup on your drive home from work, it's super easy. Just fire up the app, and you'll see all the past shows, photos of the guests who are on there, and you just click on the icon, and you get the show immediately pops up. You get to listen that way. And it's your only option to text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win the great prize at the end of the show today. And man, what
prize?
What a prize that is. Check this out. One lucky caller or texter, and as always, we decide that with a coin flip at the end of the show, whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, is going to win an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And how this works is this certificate is good for any boat that is running an open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. So whoever's running an open party one day, you're going fishing. And Carl has said multiple times before, if you want to upgrade a little bit, just do a day and a half, he's open to that too. So it's a pretty cool prize. Whoever's running and has a spot on an open party trip, you're going fishing. Unbelievable. And a big thanks to Frank and Fisherman's Landing for making that happen. In addition to that, you're also going to win a brand new 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar, which are now available at your local tackle shop and at surffishtackle.com.
Now, speaking of calendars, I saw that you had Air Pelikea calendars. Carl basically got some for you for the tackle shop, right?
There must have been a half a dozen texts, the text the show option, that all said, hey, Rick, will you please buy some of those so we can come down and get them at the tackle store? And, yes, Carl had a half a dozen or so in the car, and
so
I said the same thing.
Numbers.
Yeah, like, can we buy them? And he said, absolutely. So you want to talk about an amazing Christmas gift to photography?
Yeah.
Pete and I were raving about it yesterday. Let me assure you, that was no BS because Carl was sitting next to us. It's like the best collection of aerial fish photography I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we have six. He had six, and I bought them all, and so they are at the tackle. I'm going to the tackle store the second I'm off the air here. And
60
they'll be,
bucks a piece.
They'll
right?
be available, yeah, 60 bucks. Same price if you're buying from him on the website.
But they're all, you know, and if you run out, you can always get them at his Facebook or
totally.
Instagram.
Yeah, but if you're in hand and you want to get your hands on something very special,
it's cool.
Every one of those is like frameable style art. It's a big spiral bound calendar, just incredible.
But you have them at Fisherman's Landing today after the show.
Exactly. Yeah. As soon as we're done here, I got them on the front seat of my truck. I'll be heading over that way
along with the Bill Varney calendar.
You got it, buddy.
So it doesn't do them any good to go over there now.
Oh, you can, hey, you asked real nice. One of the boys can run up right here. I'll get it to you. That's all good. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming for you today. Going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We've got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFTCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFTCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeonSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeonSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, that didn't take long to get those phones and texts and everything else going. Going to be a very, very busy morning. Always fun to have Captain Frank in here. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through this morning, it's 833-288-0973.
Jeff's standing by at the fan. You want to get the phone call or you can text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's talk to Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
How are you, Brandon?
Fantastic, man. What's going on at Bite?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to hear you, Frank. Look forward to reconnecting here now that the season's over and all that.
The season's over?
I didn't
know that.
My season is coming, you know. It never ends. It's like a poker game. It never ends. You just hit pause, right?
Gotcha. But you have some pretty exciting stuff that has been happening with Bite Sport Fishing lately, aren't you?
Yeah, we started our swordfish season, and we struggled, to be honest with you. We couldn't get bit, and the variance of fishing can also slap you upside the head. And so we had a hard, kind of tough start on swords, but things started clicking here in December. The water cooled down, got some good water edges and the things that we look for, and Jake had shots the last 3 days. Hooked two days ago, got one. Hooked one yesterday, lost it. And I took my kids out for a little afternoon deal yesterday just to see some whales, catch a sunset, and do a drift, and the kids caught their first swordfish. So really, really, really cool.
That's
really
so cool. Right. And what a great picture, too, aboard your Freeman there of the kids and the swordfish hanging over the side. What an exciting day to do a thing you would do with your kids.
It's really neat, and it's just is a reminder of what a great fishery we have at home and so many options if you don't hang it up and you don't let it end, right?
And it's not far away, right?
The best part about swordfish, you can catch them from 7 to 15 miles from home.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
A big game. Yeah.
Don't burn a lot of fuel, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's neat. So you're still running trips on the Freeman as well as the other boats in your fleet, right?
Yeah, we're running good. We're open 3 days this week, but I'll take being out four, you know. So yeah, we're still doing it. Not a lot of interest in lobster and the things that we fished in the past, but I think that just goes with the cycles of things and what people want to do, you know. But swordfish is, this is our window, you know. Sometimes it's a 2-week season for us, and this is for sure the window right now.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, if somebody wants to go catch the ultimate gladiator of the sea with Bite Sport Fishing, how do they do it?
You could give me a jingle or look me up. I'm easy to find online. My cell's 949-212-0719, and I'm going to put an open party up up on the landing site, probably either Wednesday or Thursday. And weekday trips have been tough this year, but depending on what our regulars do this week, by noon I'm going to put one day up, so if the guy wants to go and he doesn't want to pay for the whole charter, doesn't have a butter, something like that, it'll be Wednesday or Thursday this week, okay?
Okay, so just watch fishermanslanding.com and look for Bite Sport Fishing.
Yeah, you can jump on there. Brian will have it up here mid-morning. I just got to talk to a couple of regulars who wanted to get out, and whichever day doesn't get booked for the week, we'll make it an open party. I always say it's a high-variance fish, and you're even on the best days, you're flipping a weighted coin in your favor.
Yes.
But if someone wants to learn how to catch swordfish and learn what we do, we're an open book, and I can guarantee it's like a master's class for a guy to come out because it's a totally different style of fishing than than anything else.
We've been fortunate enough at the tackle store to get to outfit a lot of people with gear. Swordfish is something that we really like, and it's a thing that we really like, and we've got a chance to, you know, hang our hat on that, and we sold a lot of tackle to people. Every time somebody comes in to get a new outfit, that's a recommendation we make. Like, just book a trip with Brandon or anybody from the team of Bite Sport Fishing. Like, you've made this investment in your gear. A trip is inexpensive, and you will come out of, whether you catch one or not, you will come out on such a leg ahead. There's a learning curve to it, a big one. And rather than spending two or three seasons trying to kind of figure out how to get baits deployed and where and what, one trip and you will be so money ahead on learning how to do it. It's
how to keep the lines untangled.
Everything.
Yeah, everything about it. Yeah.
Like Brandon said it best, whether you catch one or not is not the biggest part of the trip. Like, you will walk away. And it's not like tuna fishing where you're head down and focused all the time. There is so much opportunity to pick the brain of a Dylan, of a Jake, of a Brandon, right, of whoever else. I mean, there's a lot of downtime with sport fishing that you're going to get so dialed in.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I agree. I also realize it takes a lot of bravery to put your ego aside and say, I want to learn and I want to listen, because most people want to just talk. But we don't learn by talking. We learn by listening, right?
Right. That's good advice.
It's a tough lesson for a lot of people.
To go, I'm going to do it on my own. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, hey, again, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, fishermanslanding.com, or what's the number if they want to call and just discuss the possibility?
949-212-0719. You can hit me through our Instagram, bite_sportfishing, or the website. If you Google Bite, B-I-G-H-T, California, it'll all be at your fingertips.
All right. Fantastic.
Great job.
Awesome. Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks, Brandon. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Scott Sherman's online. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard Captain Frank was on. I just had to call in and say hi, and I had a comment and a question, if you don't mind.
Go for it, Scott.
First, the comment. Captain Frank has done so much for the industry that we all know about, but I don't think a lot of people know how involved and how passionate he is about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and what he does for that. I mean, I heard him speak about Captain Rollo a little while back, and the emotion and the passion involved in it, it was just incredible. And I just want to say thank you so much for what he does to help keep kids on the water and get kids experiencing what we all enjoy and love as fishermen and anglers and watermen. And then the question I really wanted to ask is, if Captain Prank had one fish he could catch for the rest of the life, what would it be and how would he fish for it?
Oh, my God. One fish.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. There's a lot of fish to catch.
I don't know. I got to tell you, one of the most difficult fish, I think, for an angler to catch is a pargo, because they like to swim at you with their bait.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Probably, I'm going to probably go with calico bass.
Calico bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love fishing calicos.
Yeah.
They're a great fish to fish for. Yeah. But, God, you know, that's kind of an unfair question, Scott,
yeah.
because
there's a lot of good fish to catch.
I mean, I love fishing wahoo. I love fishing all kinds of stuff. I love fishing freshwater bass.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. It's all about the bite and how clever fish can be sometimes. You really need to be on your toes sometimes. Certain varieties, it's not like they pick up a bait and run. No, they do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
So
just go fishing.
That's
just
all.
Just fishing. Yeah. Hey, Scott, appreciate the call this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for the nice words about Captain Rallo. And thanks for the efforts that you put in at Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you. All right. Take care.
I had to say a fun shout out to Bodie and Owen this morning, and that's Taro and Gina's two boys.
Oh.
And Taro sent me a fun picture of both the boys in their pajamas holding up big fish pictures listening to Captain Frank on the radio this morning. So we got to say hi to Bodie and Owen who are listening to the show this morning with Captain Taro. Pretty fun way to spend the weekend.
That's cool. Well, hey, 833-288-0973. Open right now. Jeff is standing by at the fan. You have a chance to win an overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we start it off this morning with Harry? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Harry, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to talk with Frank about Bill and Ingrid Poole, and I know you've already discussed them somewhat, but I know learning from Michael Fox's history of sport fishing that Bill grew up in Oceanside. As a young man, he would dig crabs in the sand and sell them to the fishermen along the pier. Later on, he tried selling sport fish to the fishermen, and he was told he couldn't do it. So what he would do is give the fish for free with the proviso that he would charge for clean fish. And after World War II, Bill's father sold his gas station, and they went into business together buying a sailing schooner, which they anchored off Point Loma. And the night before they were going to start their fishing business, Bill was on the boat by himself. It caught fire. He put it out, but his pant legs caught on fire, and he had to jump in the water and was able to climb back aboard the anchor line, but was hospitalized from his burns. The business did proceed the next day. So I've heard all the boats Frank has talked about that Bill and Ingrid helped build. And I wanted to know, is the American Angler one of those boats? And also, could you talk about how Ingrid was mostly responsible for creating comfort on the boats?
Well, the American Angler, the American Angler is a Bill Poole boat. Oh, I just remembered his name. Todd Chafee was the name
of
the
builder. Todd Chafee was the builder.
Bugging me ever
he was the builder?
Yeah. Todd was a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And hooked up with Bill Poole, and that was a great thing for Todd Chafee and a great thing for Bill.
It was such a
good deal.
And as
far as Ingrid goes, she was the interior decorator. You know, she was the one that came up with the colors on the boat and came up with everything about the inside of the boat to make it comfortable for people.
Yeah.
And she did a great job, and she was, you know, a big part of Bill's success, for sure.
No doubt about it. Hey, Kerry, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so, and it kind of speaks about a little bit what we were talking about earlier this morning. It says, good morning, boys. What a fun show already. My question is for Captain Frank. Can you explain a little bit about the navigation techniques you used in the early days of going down south, and any difficulties in finding destinations like your first trips to the Hurricane Bank or Clipperton? And please, please, please write a book. We love you, Frank. That's from Mark and La Quinta.
Well, I was thinking about the book deal because our swordfish guy there, Brandon, was on because he's talked to me about it. And I don't want to do a book by myself. I will do a book with Brian Kiyohara, Tim Ekstrom, Don Sansom, because that's where all the great stories will come from. We start talking to each other, and one reminds another one of another story, right. And you just go and go and go. So I have interest in the book that way, but not by myself, that's for sure. And what else was
there? He was talking about early navigation. Oh, early navigation. And Hurricane Bank.
You know, the original guy, I can't think of his name right now. That's what happens when you're 82, that used to go to Hurricane Bank, was a purseine fisherman. And he always had a box over the compass because he didn't want his crew to share anything.
Wow.
Tim would help me remember his name. But anyhow, and he did everything celestial.
Come on.
And for years, nobody could fish Hurricane Bank because they didn't know where it was at. Finally, enough guys were able to figure out where he was. And that's, you know. But
what a story.
But Hurricane Bank is a tough one because it's not very big.
Right.
You know, it's about a mile long and 3/4 mile wide.
And literally in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. And it's deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah. And so it's an easy one to miss if you don't have the right stuff. And back in the old days, we had Loran, which was not very efficient. And I can't think of the other one that we had that had we'd get a couple of lines, one out of Texas. And it would get us reasonable. Omega, that's what it was. Omega helped us a lot.
I've never even heard of Omega.
Yeah. And what was even more fun, though, was I've told you about that before, was KMI. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, we couldn't.
There was no cell phone. There
No. The only way you could talk to your wife or your girlfriend was you had to go, KMI. And it came out of San Francisco.
Yeah. And it was on a two-way radio that you shared with everybody.
With everybody.
Yeah.
And boy, did you hear some stories. Who were you out with last night? I tried to call you all night. What the? And we'd hear some juicy stuff. It was almost like listening to a sitcom sometimes at night.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Good stuff. I remember when I was on the Royal Polaris with you and Steve Loomis, and it was the first time that I had ever been to Hurricane Bank. And I was standing with Steve, and I go, man, we're out in the middle of nowhere. He goes, no, you're out in the middle of the ocean, my friend.
I mean, it's far from everywhere.
And literally it is, right?
And it can be rough there. I can remember a trip where we were getting there, and it was rougher than hell. I mean, we're taking them over the bow, sometimes up to the top. Ooh. And the flying fish, when we got to the bank, were flying on the boat. You had to be careful because one of them would hit you in the side of the head and it would damn near knock you out.
Yeah.
All you had to do is pick up a flyer and throw it in the water and you were on.
Oh, my God.
You could hardly stand, but, boy, we were catching some big fish.
Yep. Pretty amazing.
That's so cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with Captain Frank. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
This is Jeff Squires from One Cool Tuna and OCT Jigs. I've known Yusuf for over 15 years, and he is the expert when it comes to real estate. He has helped me sell my condo and helped me build a financial plan for my transition to the new area. He knows the answers to the hard questions that an average guy like myself doesn't understand. Yusuf not only is a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He has helped me and my friends and family find what they are looking for in their new home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from me. Yusuf is the best when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time we're having this morning. Busy, busy morning on the phones, and boy, the texts have just been rolling through. It's been a really fun time this morning.
You want to get through at the fan, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by to take your calls, and you have a chance to win an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. That's going to be fantastic. Well, let's jump into the catch report, find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time. And today, the catch report sponsored by Binterafin Sea Surface Temperature Chart. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your water charts on your phone or on any mobile device. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley is on the line with us. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys in there. Good stuff this morning. Man, fun stories.
Having fun, buddy.
Frank's got them, doesn't he?
For sure. Absolutely. It's amazing. Love it. Yeah, good stuff. Gosh, how about this weather this last week?
Oh.
Holy cow.
And it's, it's all week, right?
Yeah, and we got a whole another week of it ahead of us, too. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Awesome. Yeah, fantastic. So with that, the half-day scene, you know, real no rough condition or anything, so allowed the half-day guys, they kind of poked around into the shallows, you know, given some of those zones looked at that usually, you know, you kind of drive by when you have a boat full of people, so it allowed them some opportunities to kind of check out some cool inside areas. Anglers caught some real nice calico bass and sand bass on, on some of those small inside stones on light sliding sinker setups and live sardine. They fished anywhere from like quarter ounce sliding egg sinkers up to an ounce, just kind of depending on the depth that they were in. And they were in anywhere from like 2-3 fathom out to maybe like, you know, 25 or 30 feet. So they were in some tight little spots in there this week. So anglers targeting sheephead in those zones using some shrimp and some clam did really well too. A few of them this week close to 10 pounds, so some nice standout sheephead for those guys targeting that stuff. And then a few halibut in the mix as well in their half-day count. So it was just, you know, good solid fishing, even though the water's 61 to 63 is kind of what they have this week. So you're starting to get a little bit of a drop in that water temp, so they're having to adjust, like, line size and stuff like that to kind of finesse fish to get some of those bites. So you can imagine, you know, a 10-pound sheephead on some 12-pound string in 2 to 3 fathom of water is a little bit of a feast. So
you got your work cut out for you.
There. Absolutely. Yeah. So there's some casualty and whatnot involved there, but still some fun half-day fish. And three-quarter day has been kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, out in the deeper water on the 14 there. Again, with this weather, you know, it's been really helpful to get the boat over some of those deeper spots. So 600 to 900 feet is kind of what we fished this last week out there on the bank. Some nice quality on those bank rockfish, chilies, and some other mixed rockfish, like some big Mexican rockfish, those Boscos and some of that stuff. 16-ounce sinkers have been just fine, but we suggest, you know, having a backup heavier, maybe 2 to 3 pound sinker. There's going to be some days with these lighter loads where, you know, that'll give us opportunity to go kind of do some of that prospecting, looking around on some of those deeper edges of the bank and whatnot. And it seems like everyone has an electric reel now that's been fishing with us out there. So, you know, we'll stretch out some of that braid and get out in some of that deeper water. Kind of a cool to see some of the stuff come up from out there. So the local rock fishing has been good as well. The more, you know, the more people we have on the boat makes it a little less conducive to those deep water drifts. So that 200 to 300 foot stuff down there off Box Canyon has been decent for the reds, Picacho, plenty of whitefish and sculpin mixed in as well. And then the guys fishing that slow pitch jig, still same deal, doing well in both arenas, shallower or deep. So fun week, weather's been great and looking forward to another good one this week with some lighter loads. Definitely recommend calling the landing and making the reservation. You can book us online at danawharf.com or call the office and they can get your reservation. But certainly we need those reservations if you want to get out there and catch your rockfish. Got to make sure we got enough people to get the boat off the dock.
Well said. It's very important to call ahead these you know, this time of year. And, boy, with great weather still in the forecast and that great fishing, man, just can't see anything but it continuing along. Willie, great report as always. Sure appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You know,
all right, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say thanks for everything, and, yeah, looking forward to listening to the rest of your stuff, Frank. It's been a fun morning.
Okay. I just wanted to point out, boy, the local half-day fishing here yesterday, how about that? Bonita up to 12 pounds.
Yeah.
And crazy, limits. Huh? God, it's crazy.
Do you see any of that bonita up there, Willie?
We haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure, you know, we get that, you know, off the beach a few miles, put the troll jigs out this next week and look around. Yeah, I'm sure there's...
Hopefully you'll find some of that.
Yeah. Especially with that warmer water. Right,
and
huh?
It's not the little bullet size bonita. It's 5 to 12 real pounds. Stuff. I had one on the Dolphin the other day, 14 pounds.
Yeah, this kelp patty yellow still out toward the 302 and stuff. I mean, still good. Fish.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Willie, a great report, buddy. Sure appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks,
we'll talk
bro.
To you
later. Take care,
appreciate
Willie.
You, Willie.
Thanks. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here while we're waiting for Surf Guru Gundy Gunnarsson to call in, and it's from Mike in San Diego, and it says, good morning, gentlemen. What a treat to listen to the godfather of Southern California sport fishing. So much. Frank has so much knowledge that he's done so much for the industry. Thank you all that you've done for you what you've done and will do in the future. You are appreciated by not only the professionals in the industry, but also customers and the anglers like me. Isn't that true? My question is, what does Frank see as the greatest obstacles to the success of the industry from the political point of view, and what can the anglers do to help that? A really well-written text there.
Well, first of all, thank you. But I think the biggest thing that we have to be concerned about, or at least one of my big concerns, is trying to keep Ken Frankie at his job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've
Which
been able...
Because he keeps wanting to retire, darn it.
Well, and Karen has been very, very nice, you know, and I keep trying to bump him here and there and do whatever I can, but... You know, I'm worried about who's going to replace him, because without Ken Frankie this last 15 years, I don't know how we'd make it through all the political hurdles.
Sure.
And we still have him. I mean, like he says, he's in there every day putting out fires.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the environmentalists just don't want to quit.
Yeah. Who could do that job?
Well, there's a few guys that I can think of, you know.
I'm thinking Captain Tim Ekstrom. Let Duke run the boat and put him in there.
Well, he'd be fabulous. Yeah. I'll tell you, another guy he'd be great at it is Frank Rossetti.
Frank Rossetti.
I mean, that guy is really, for a guy that's only been here, what, 8, 10 years now?
No doubt.
Boy, he has really done a lot for this industry, and he's just a smart, good man.
Yeah.
So, you know... that would be the biggest thing that I would think that, and then the next hurdle is we've got to build some new boats pretty soon, and it's tough with the cost of what it is.
Yeah.
However, you look at the Royal Polaris, it's 50 years old, and is it going to be gone pretty soon? I don't see why. You just, if something goes wrong, you just,
it's
older. So, you know, I just do think in the next 15 years that we've got to see some built, and you can't just think, well, I got to depreciate it over 15 years. You got to think about depreciating it over 30 years, because they're going to live to be 60, 70. I don't know why a boat can't go for 100 years.
Sure.
If it's of metal construction.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the big problem with wood construction is we just don't have those kind of craftspeople anymore like we used to have.
Or the wood.
Yes.
Yeah, the problem is the quality of the wood. Yeah, for sure.
So that's what I see.
All right, very good. Hey, great text. Appreciate that, Mike. And let's continue our catch report with the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunnarsson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
You are.
How you doing, Frank? Happy
I'm doing
holidays.
Great, Gundy. How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
Okay. Tell us what's going on.
You know what? We're in December here. And we actually have better fishing along the San Diego coast than we had October and September. You know what I mean? It's since that storm came rolling through, it's kind of changed, shook up that coastal waters, and we got cleaner water. We had some bait, shallow, and some good halibut fishing down San Diego. We'll start up north, though, and hook, line, and sinker reported good barred perch fishing up in the Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard area. We're starting to see that typical winter type thing, even though, you know, the water temperatures, even up there, are still around 60 degrees, and down south is warm as 64 degrees, so still good water temperatures for December. The quality of the fish up north are getting better. They had some 10 and 12 inch barred perch, Goleta, the Sloughs, Summerlin, Fifth Street, and of course Santa Claus Lane is always going to fish in December. Best halibut bite was out west for those guys. Hollister Ranch kicked out a 33 inch fish. Just Fishing reported a good halibut bite there along Torrance Beach, really picked up. A lot of 22 to 28 inch fish. Big Fish saw more halibut catches. Shoreline Drive has been pretty consistent for those guys. They also saw some catches off Sunset Beach and Bolsa Chica. The big news, though, was the San Diego bite, where, you know, we had really a slew of 30-inch class fish coming in off the beaches, in the bays, and in the lagoons. So they were spread out. The hot ticket was a drop shot, you know, the swim bait, those Keytec swim baits. Kind of a finesse swim bait in white color was the hot deal. One angler fishing Cardiff took a 22-inch and a 31-inch halibut to go with a 4-pound calico. That's kind of mixed reef sand area, and that's a nice catch for a December morning. And then a 32-inch halibut was taken out of Carlsbad Lagoon on the same drop shot setup. Some anglers reported croaker and perch. And they're still seeing a few Corbina, and that's it, man.
Man. Good. Gundy, a great report as always, brother. Appreciate it so much. Appreciate all you do for us, and thanks a lot for that. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour on The Fan. You stay tuned, and it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $0.89, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for $0.89, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back, kayak 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.